USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in a 5-4 decision Tuesday evening to leave the national moratorium on evictions imposed by the CDC intact through July 31st. The original deadline was set to expire Wednesday. A Tennessee billionaire and high-dollar Republican donor is funding the deployment of South Dakota National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. Governor Kristi Noem announced that up to 50 South Dakota National Guard troops are being deployed to Texas to help secure the border. Governor Noem said, "The Biden administration has failed in its most basic duty of the federal government, keeping the American people safe." End quote. The New York City Board of Elections apologized late Tuesday after election officials removed the latest vote tally from the Democrat mayoral primary from its website following a data error. 135,000 test ballots were counted along with actual ballots, resulting in frontrunner Eric Adams' significant lead being cut. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Lawmakers want answers on COVID-19's origins. Dan Naraki explains.
More than 200 Republican lawmakers recently sent a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calling on House Democrats to support an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. Representative Nancy Mace was one of those who signed on to the letter. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that the U.S. owes it to the world to get to the bottom of the COVID mystery.
4 million people around the world have died from the virus. 600,000 of those people right here in the United States. And there are three labs in the world that do this gain-of-function research, and it just so happened that one of those is in Wuhan, China, the exact same location where the Wuhan virus originated. And Nancy Pelosi just recently said any hearing in Congress investigating the origins of COVID-19 is simply a distraction. That statement, not only is it negligent, but it's grossly negligent. We owe it to the American people and every other country around the world that's suffering right now to get to the bottom of how this happened so we can prevent it in the future.
USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
This day in history. Flash, 1876. After a 2-day march, wounded soldiers are evacuated from Little Bighorn by the Far West steamboat. Flash, 1934. In Germany, Nazi leader Adolf Hitler orders a bloody purge of his own political party, assassinating hundreds of Nazis. The event is known as the Night of the Long Knives. Flash, 1974. Soviet dancer Mikhail Baryshnikov defects from the USSR, considered one of the world's greatest ballet dancers of all time. Flash, 1936.
You who have all the passion for life that I lack. But that kind of love isn't enough to make a successful marriage for two people who are as different as we are.
Why don't you say it, you coward? You're afraid to marry me. You'd rather live with that silly little fool who can't open a mouth except say yes, no, and raise a hassle of me and my friends just like...
You mustn't say things like that about men.
Who are you to tell me I mustn't? You led me on. You made me believe you wanted to marry me.
Now, Scarlet, be fair. I never at any time...
You did. It's true, you did. I hate you till I die. I can't think of anything better than all you...
Margaret Mitchell's Gone with the Wind, one of the best-selling novels of all time and the basis for the 1939 blockbuster movie, is published. Mitchell was forced to quit her job as a reporter at the Atlanta Journal to recover from a series of physical injuries, giving her the time she needed. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.